Welcome to the Uptown Community Podcast, where we see what we can learn, who we can get to know, and if we can understand each other and our neighborhood a little bit more.
We make up a brilliant tapestry. By examining the various threads and aspects of our community, we can appreciate how each and every person contributes in their own unique way.
Welcome to a mobile episode of the Uptown Community Podcast. I'm Ben. I am sitting down waiting for my guest to arrive. He was saying between 12 and 12:30, and it's 12:10. So I'll see if we do the episode with him or without him. So we'll check back in a little bit. It's 12:15, and I am waiting for Tom. Tom is my guest that I was planning on interviewing today. Do you know where Tom is?
I sure don't.
Okay. But you see Tom most days.
Yeah, he's here every day.
He's here every day, yeah.
Every other day he might go somewhere. But he's here most of the time, majority of the time.
So today didn't go as planned. I was planning on talking to Tom, and he is a busy guy. So I've been trying to get an interview with a couple weeks, and he was saying that he would be available today, and I didn't know what would happen. So I talked to some of the other residents of Tent City. Can I ask who I have the pleasure of speaking with right now?
Diane.
Diane, let's see. So Tom is,
So the mayor of Tent City.
The mayor of Tent City is kind of a political, or has political overtones. And that's kind of why I did that right before, or wanted to talk to Tom before the political election. And now that the election is over and I'm out of that uncertainty, I still wanted to talk to Tom. So we're jumping forward. I had came down here at the end of, what was last month? End of October. And I wanted to get something as a politician. Is that what you see yourself as?
Nope.
Even though you're the mayor of Tent City.
I'm the mayor of Tent City. Actually, it's not Tent City anymore.
Okay.
Tent City was destroyed in 2017 by the city.
Okay.
This is uptown homeless community.
Okay.
We got Montrose, we got Wilson, we got Foster, we got the Berlin Tunnel.
Yeah.
We got Hollywood. We got a few other camps.
Yeah, yeah.
So
all of that community. The uptown homeless community, not just the one here at Lawrence.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's a community. It's an entire community. That's why we changed it from Tent City, because it was one Tent City. Didn't matter if we had four bridges.
Right.
We had one Tent City.
Okay.
We're all neighbors. We take care of each other out here. It doesn't matter if you live on another bridge. We got you.
Okay.
Everyone gets fed. Everyone gets clothing. Everyone gets jackets. Heaters when they come, propane, gas. Whatever we come up with heat, they'll have it. Everyone gets it out here. Not just one camp. It's an entire community. We're going to connect all the different camps throughout the city of Chicago together as one.
Because needs are such a prominent aspect of the homeless community, that affects the everyday decisions, observations, even seeping into very basic understanding. Are we waiting for some other things today?
We all wait for something to happen. For housing.
A roof over here is where we ain't got to worry about freezing to death. This cold winter that's coming up, we're waiting for a lot of things.
Yeah. Is Mike supposed to stop by?
Is Mike supposed to stop by today? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that's what Tom had said to me earlier.
Yeah, he said that Mike could stop by today.
Yeah. Mike's everywhere, too.
Mike's a good guy. Yeah. Mike's a great guy.
Yeah, Mike's the guy for Taste for the Homeless.
Yeah. And he does a great job all over Chicago, I know.
Right.
He spreads himself out thin. He does a great job at what he do.
So we're waiting or anticipating the winter. We're anticipating food and how we'll get through the winter. But today, let's describe today.
Today is a nice day.
Today's a very nice day. It's Friday the 30th.
Today's a good day. Everybody woke up above ground.
Everybody woke up to what?
Above ground.
That's right. Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, this is a reminder of you have to live day by day. And in situations like ours, it's hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. You know, you can't count the seconds because you could drop dead at any time. And trust that he got a plan for all this.
Amen. I was going to ask Tom some other things about, what he sees about, how he would describe today and what he sees every day. Well, what do you see every day?
I see a vision. I see people getting housed. I see hope.
That's great.
I'm not doubting God. I see hope.
And after basic understanding comes reflecting on what people do and their different roles. Tom plays so many roles, it's hard to really come up with just one. So these communities together organizing, are you an organizer?
Yes, I'm an organizer.
Yeah. All right. What about an event planner?
I can do it. We plan events, but only actions. If the city comes after us, we're going to do something against the city. We shut down Lakeshore Drive for almost 2 hours in 2017.
Yeah.
And that was before they took us out of here. But we did that because we knew they were going to kick us out.
We're saying, lots of organizing roles.
Look, I've been an organizer for years. That has nothing to do with being down here.
You think there's diplomacy?
I don't know what you mean.
By diplomacy, I guess making sure that people get along, or working out between the other within the city, being a voice of a representative of this community within another community.
I'm a representative for everyone that's on the street. We are looking out for the safety of other people down here. We have camps that were attacked. We have camps that had fires in them and people got killed and shit. That's what we do out here. We look out for one another. All this other stuff, I don't know where it's coming from, and I'm not going to answer that.
That's coming from me. That's just me trying to understand you a little bit more.
It's hard. In order to understand me, you got to come out here and spend some time.
You're right.
If it's happening to me and I'm fighting for myself, why not fight for other people too that are in the same boat that I'm in?
Yeah.
That doesn't make me a politician. That doesn't make me an activist.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
So what? I like to help people. There's nothing wrong with that.
Caring about people is not anything specific in politics. And it's kind of sad when it does become political and people call it socialist, even just to care about people. This also marks the point in structured understanding where I'm going from the level two of reflecting on in here, out there, and I'm going towards communities and the interactions within those communities.
Like a family down here.
Yeah.
Just like siblings. We have our little spats, but we make up and we forgive each other and we move on.
Yeah.
You know, just like anybody else in the world.
Okay.
Except it ain't as much hate down here as it is out there. It's more love down here than it is out there.
I don't think anybody would condone a direct comparison between housed and unhoused communities, but there is a very different concern that exists in unhoused communities.
For me, out here, it's about survival for me.
Yeah.
If I can make it through the winter, everyone out here can make it through the winter, guaranteed.
Yeah.
All they gotta do is follow instructions. Otherwise, you're going to freeze. Because we got a cold winter coming. Yeah. We're talking about a shortage of propane gas. That's how it's been for me since I've been out here, and I've been out here a while.
As part of the grant from the Unitarian Universalist Funding Program, and that includes making it explicit and talking about those seven principles that the Unitarian Universalists have. The first principle is the inherent worth of every person, and also includes something about communities and democracy. But there's something that lots of churches are doing right now because it's significant of the first pilgrim. Before things went south, there was a snapshot of a community being helped. And I think if we're drawing on that analogy today, there's an example of trying to help this community. But there are plenty of examples of the tent city being VMI'd.
After they were taught how to survive, they took over and destroyed the culture that was there. Instead of befriending them and embracing them, they turned on them. Like they were savages, as they called them.
Yeah.
It's the same thing here. They consider us savages.
And, I think I wanted to talk about something before, that you're out in the elements. Do you feel closer to nature?
I'm always closer to nature. Whether you're inside or outside, you're closer to nature if you're close to God.
I don't think anybody can really say if we are closer to God or whatever concept we have for the divine or holy one. There are some concepts of housing and survival that are at play here, and I don't know if any one of those makes us really closer to God or gives us more clarity to our whatever concept that we have. So out of like housing and survival, which one do you see is there on like one that's more important? Or they
no,
just go together.
They're both the same.
They're
both the same.
Yeah.
You gotta have housing, and if you're living on the street, you gotta be able to survive. Some people don't know how to do both.
Yeah.
Some people do.
Yeah. When the topic of housing comes up, the topic quickly turns to requirements and standards. And just as I don't think there should be prerequisites for religion or how you think of the divine, a basic level of humanity, the very fundamental thing that humans need to survive, shouldn't necessarily have prerequisites and the very rigorous standards for housing. There isn't a system like Cuba where housing is provided. There's a housing market that can be frustrating, and even navigating the systems that are supposed to help more, help those unfortunate that aren't pretty much born into the housing market. There's a time frame, there's a transition, and any measure to push tent cities out and think that that's going to push the process along, I don't think that's going to help people reach the level of being ready to navigate what it means to have housing.
I'll get my housing. I ain't worried about my housing.
Okay.
A lot of the pastors come down, they're like, oh, you'll get housing before 2.5 years. No, I won't. I'll get it when the time is right. When the time is right and the place is right, I'll be gone.
Understanding the full complexity of homelessness and housing, and I hope it doesn't go away, no matter what our political climate looks like. And as we move forward in our last part of understanding, it's pretty easy to see what future that we hope for.
The future and what we want.
What we want is housing.
Yeah.
But we don't want housing for just one person. We want housing for everyone that's sleeping on the street in the city of Chicago.
All right. I want to thank you for being hospitable to me since I started meeting you like 3 months ago, and you've always been willing to have a conversation. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being on the podcast.
Okay.
Who have I had the pleasure of speaking with today?
The mayor of Uptown Homeless Communities.
Thank you, Diane. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
Happy bonus episode. That was some work to do, but I like looking at communities that exist within our community or other communities that aren't the most accessible to in everyday. So if you're part of a community and you would like to have a conversation about that community, the ongoing project right now is to capture the community and communities that have existed at the Preston Bradley Center and have called this place home. So if you have memories of that too, I would like to have conversations and have that as part of the podcast. There is a fundraiser that is on faithify.org that is going to help expedite the process of recording conversations and putting conversations out faster, having more digital presence out there in the internet land. So look for faithify.org and go to the Uptown Community Podcast. There is direct links on the Facebook page. Like the Facebook page, subscribe to podcast listening platforms, and also the YouTube channel. Take hope and take care.
As a project of People's Church, the Uptown Community Podcast celebrates creativity, love, and humanity.
The Uptown Community Podcast is supported with a grant from the Unitarian Universalist Funding Program. If you would like to be a friend of the show, support People's Church at peopleschurchchicago.org and click the Give page.